Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 24th day of February right now, 2013, on this Sunday Live edition. And the news is so incredibly grave that I'm probably going to be very, very calm and focused on the broadcast. It's that bad. Only the very worst news confirmed in triplicate can get me to settle down. Because it's so shocking. My mind tends to race, as listeners know. Many of you victims of it. But it is Sunday, and it is the 24th day. And we have a Department of Justice memo by the, quote, research institute within the Justice Department that is officially advising and creating the fake recommendations that we know will be a regurgitation of what the global crime syndicate's done worldwide for the, quote, president to act on. And this is the real basis, of their plan, just like the UN treaty is open-ended, just like Obamacare is open-ended. But then they have governing agreements and accords and meetings and understandings that surround the different global governance operations. Remember, the disgraced head of the EPA had to step down a few months ago because she had a double set of books, a double set of files, a double set of names, and a separate system to communicate with the giant Environmental Protection Agency and the major corporations that basically own it and use it to only selectively shut down their competition. Your mom and pop, or you're a pro-America, pro-liberty operation, you're not an inside globalist, you refuse to sell out for peanuts, they're going to try to come after you. It's the same old story that every society's faced throughout history. Our forebears, the Revolutionary War, was all about the same thing. Monopoly men, combines, insiders. Now, that said, we've got a very clear picture here today of their battle plan. We have the 2 billion bullets. We have the paper targets ordered by Homeland Security per their request of children and women and old people, all of them white. That's the new threat, is the white Al-Qaeda. If you're white, you're basically Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking when I say that. I'm going to explain today politically how that works after I cover the gun news. It's invoking racial division. So we're going to describe where that whole system's going, because the system's already demonized blacks and others, and already basically sold the culture on treating them like they're all criminals. So now they're just going to move on to the main enchilada, the dwindling, dead, dying Western culture. And the system believes it's now time just to bring that down entirely. It's a Agenda 21 consolidation operation. So we're going to be covering that news, the veterans. So they bought 2 billion rounds of ammo for us, hollow point, illegal for warfare. They've got drones operating domestically now, as we told you they would. They've got targets of American general citizens. They're training the military publicly for that with Brigade Homeland. The veterans, by the hundreds of thousands now, it's undoubtedly just, I heard people in a store today talking about how they got the letter before they even knew I was standing behind them. It was at Academy, buying some more ammo. And then you integrate that in with the new news, DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all guns. They say in the memo only 30-something people died in mass shootings. That's true. Of 87, only 34, 33 were real, you know, not gang members killing each other. And so let's just ban everything. So we're going to come back with that right now.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I hope you are listening carefully on this Sunday edition, the 24th day of February 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday evening, 4 to 6 Central, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, coming to you from the heart of the resistance to tyranny, Austin, Texas. Thank you again for joining us worldwide, listening on the satellites, the internet, the audio streams at Infowars.com, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfowarsNews.com, and of course over 150 AM and FM affiliates. It's actually more than that. We're compiling an accurate list across the United States. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday edition. I will tell you, I've got some big surprises coming up this week on the weekday show. In fact, 95% chance we're going to break some news this week that'll be one of the biggest stories in the country. I mean, I got the fish up the boat with the net about to get, I mean, it's a big national news story, investigative report, behind the scenes, hidden cameras, you name it. And I'm not holding my breath on it, though, because I noticed if you do that, it jinxes it. And it's dangerous, too. And so if that fish breaks the line, I won't be too sad. But if I get it in the boat, we're going to display it here on air. Just know that. Just know that. It should be Wednesday or Thursday. And you know I don't usually even tell you when something big's coming, but it's big. In the words of Mike Adams, he knows about it, it could bring down Skynet. All right. The point is, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. That said, separately, there's some big surprises Tuesday. And it's not just Michael Savage, third, you can debate, most popular talk show host in the country after Rush Limbaugh. Is it George Norrie? Is it Michael Savage? The point is, very interesting person. Had a chance to, I've reached out to him. His people reached out to us. And we had a nice talk a couple days ago on Thursday for about 25 minutes. Just as intelligent and thought-provoking on the phone, probably more so. It was pretty wild talking to Michael Savage. That is exciting. Very exciting. So he's going to be on the show breaking some big suppressed news as well on Tuesday. And something else is happening on Tuesday just as big. But I'm going to leave it. Next week is just absolutely jam-packed. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the video stream site for the nightly news and the video we feed on the radio show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Where to start? This news is so big we're about to cover that I don't even feel worthy to bring you this information. That's all I can say. I have in front of me here, for those watching on TV, but this is all posted up at Infowars.com, let me just read to you a few headlines here. How about that? Let me just have the headlines say it for themselves. And this is official. The NRA has released this. And the Justice Department has responded, saying, well, yeah, that is what our experts are recommending. Total gun ban of the American people. All guns to be turned in. They go on and admit assault weapons aren't even used in a lot of crimes. 30-something people died in actual mass shootings. If you want to stop all gun violence, I guess technically, if no one had guns, 5,000 years ago, there wasn't any gun crime. Just ban all guns. So that's what they officially want to do. And a lot of people say, well, we knew Obama as a state senator wrote this in the Chicago Tribune in an interview where he had to send in his answers to their questions in a candidate forum. He did it in three other papers. Said just abolition of firearms, nobody should be able to buy them. The current attorney general, as deputy attorney general under Clinton, said he believed in an abolition. That means total banning of civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. I can play for you Dianne Feinstein. I can play for you clips back in the early 90s when he wrote the bill that would ban all semi-autos. And, of course, that's the current vice president who was a senator at the time, a senator. Biden wrote that and said that. And we'll play some of those clips. So people are going to be like, well, we already know this, Alex. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The general public doesn't know that. They think Obama really wants to save kids at that school and was really crying. They don't know they've done this worldwide and taken the guns to enslave people. They don't know that the UN treaty says it's so the state is all-powerful. Quote, the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Therefore, there must be a total abolition worldwide of individuals outside of government having any type of firearm. I mean, it's July 7th, 2001, UNIDIR, UN website. And the treaty they're trying to pass in a month, in a couple days, next March. The treaty is very open-ended, like Obamacare. But then you have to read the interpretations of, in the code, just like we said, hey, there's death panels in here. Hey, there's a giant increase in payroll tax for anybody who works, $22,000 and up. It does let the government cut health care. Hey, it does, you know, double premiums the first year. All that's now happening. It was written by a bunch of foreign insurance companies to gang rape you. All of healthcare doubling this year. Just type in premiums double on average in 2013, AP Reuters. And they say it's a good thing. It's a ripoff. It's not free healthcare unless you're an illegal alien who's here to drive down the wages. So that's what's going on. And so understand, I'm so sick of hearing, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's not that bad. I was at Academy today. Big sporting goods store chain in Texas if you live outside Texas. Because my parents were coming over to do some 22 shooting with the children. I live out in the country. And I just didn't have a lot of 22 ammo. I was like, wow. I left it out at my parents' ranch in East Texas. Big case of it. And so I went to Academy, and I'm walking along, and I'm looking at ear protection and stuff, some extra ear protection, some extra targets. And I hear around the corner people going, yeah, no, my cousin. No, I heard Alex Jones talk about it, but I called. My cousin just got the letter saying he has to turn his guns in. He's a veteran. Hasn't even been adjudicated mentally ill. Or what's the term they use in the official memo going out to many veterans? It looks like a large percentage of veterans from World War II right through to current serving people that have just gotten out. It's a purge of the military. They're done with your service now. You fought for the empire long enough. So I hear the guy going, yeah, no, it's true. He got the letter from the VA, which is official. It's in the news, saying, you know, turn your guns in now. You have been ruled. You have been, what's the exact quote? A determination of incompetence. Yes, so you've been ruled incompetent. If you get disability, even like a hurt back, now you can't have a gun. And you're like, well, there's no law to do that. They don't care. They want to start a civil war. So I'm all over the map here at the start of the broadcast. I mean, it is blowing me away. So I hear him talking, and then I walk around, and nobody knows I'm there. And I'm sitting there, and the gun counter's up and around the corner, but I hear people talking, and I'm looking at some other stuff, putting some shotgun shells and other stuff in my cart, and some 22 shells were behind the counter. And so all that's going on, and I hear somebody going, oh, it's not that bad. This is just a panic is why everybody's almost sold out of guns and ammo. It's not that bad. And I hear the other two guys behind the counter go, no. They've got bills introduced all over the country at the state and federal level to ban all semi-autos. And I walk around the corner, and there's like 14, 15 people there trying to buy guns and ammo. A couple Hispanic families with their grandma there buying guns. A couple white families, an old black guy buying guns. And guess what? They were all listeners. They were all having this big debate up there. And I'm not bragging about the show. It's just getting amazing when everyone but one guy behind the counter who seemed pretty freaked out that, I mean, I started talking to him saying, can I see that shotgun? He was like, oh. It was really weird. I was like, oh, never mind. This guy was speechless in my presence. But that went on today at Academy. And then a manager came over and said he was a listener as I was leaving. But that's not the big news. The point is people are talking about the gun confiscation move. And so the government wants to leave it ambiguous. Like, is it happening? Is that the goal? The point is you could probably argue some gun restrictions to, you know, for people to be safer, hypothetically, if they didn't really want to just take our guns. See, the issue is they want to confiscate them, so they're disingenuous. That's why no more gun laws. Repeal the ones that are there. They only affect law-abiding citizens.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so do I get apologies from people that said I was fear-mongering and the federal government wasn't going to try to confiscate our guns and that Obama wouldn't try to take the guns in a second term? Because socialists and authoritarians throughout the last 200 years have always taken the firearms from any group they want to enslave. And only the U.S. and Switzerland have a real bona fide Second Amendment style right to keep and bear arms. Everywhere else, they've taken them and they have an exact blueprint. And so when you're historically informed and the media is up there going, ah, nobody wants your guns, that's ridiculous. As the legislation is introduced in now 15 states to ban all semi-autos and make you turn them in, New York has passed bills where they're setting up checkpoints and they have license plate readers and they're ransacking veterans' vehicles with no criminal records and finding over 10-round mags, you're charged with felonies. That's in the news. So when the globalists get a chance, who do they target? Law-abiding people with no criminal records. The morning after the governor signed that bill, he signed it the day it passed last month. And they were instantly on the road wanting to make examples out of people. It was in the news, in New York News. We covered it a few weeks ago. Just type in veterans being arrested in New York for guns and clips. And you'll see all. And they say, we want to make examples. Yeah, we knew they wouldn't know. It doesn't matter. You know, three felony counts for three magazines. They want law-abiding citizens in their gulags. Now, a lot of police, now over 400 sheriffs, it was 300 and something last week. Oath Keepers has got a list on their site. Over 400 sheriffs. We've got a clip coming up from a sheriff interview this week of Milwaukee County that made national news, where he said, look, it's going to be the second American Revolution, and he's not going to be part of taking the guns. A, because he'll get shot, and his deputies will, but B, and most importantly, because it's in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So it's amazing. Now, if you just joined us, let me just read these headlines to you and then get to these audio and video clips for everybody out there to back up what I'm saying. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all firearms. When you read the memo, it says, look, assault weapons aren't what are causing the problem. It's guns, period, and it's time to have a forced buyback of everything. And it describes how they did it in Australia, up at Infowars.com right now. And it's also in the Associated Press. In fact, guys, I hit print out there right before the show. There's a bunch of articles that are still in the printer. If I can have those, the AP article, thank you. Because the AP's like, yeah, the NRA is attacking the president, saying this memo proves that gun control doesn't work. They spin the whole thing. In the memo, they say, well, assault weapons, you can go read it right now. It's only 3 pages long. Assault weapons really aren't used in many crimes. Let's just ban everything. And that's our recommendation. And this is how we need to do it. I mean, it is incredible. So here are the headlines. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all Americans' guns. All Americans' guns. Yeah, everything's fine, though. Here it is. Summary of Select Firearm Violence Prevention Strategy. National Institute of Justice Deputy Director. This is for the President's Task Force. And this is what their real plan has always been. This is a regurgitation of everything they tried before. Okay? So we're going to be getting into that today and reading over the sections. Let's look at this little stack here. Feds buy 2 billion rounds of ammunition. That's from Breitbart and WorldNet Daily. Yeah, it's up from 1.6 billion to now over 2 billion. 2 billion rounds of ammunition in the last 14 months. Armored vehicles and their hollow points that are illegal for warfare under the Geneva Convention. They've got to be ball ammo. And they're for the American people, and the military is training for Homeland Security domestic operations. And then remember this story we broke last Monday, and people didn't believe it. It didn't become national news till Wednesday when the company put out a press release. We called them. The rest of the media just said it can't be true. Pregnant women, five-year-old children, old people, women in the shower. And it says no hesitation for the new target. All of them white, all of them not traditional criminals, you know, like the bad guy, whether they're white, black, whatever, with a gun to a woman's head. No, it's now saying that it is the general public. And that would be like if somebody said, well, Obama might hypothetically commit a crime. Let's have Obama shooting targets. If I said that and said I was proposing that, the Secret Service would show up here tomorrow. Guarantee. And by the way, I'm not proposing that. But the issue is, just like the WWE came out last week and said, you know, that basically the Tea Party's racist and their new bad guy is a Tea Partier who wants to have national sovereignty in the Constitution, and the good guy is a Mexican from Mexico who defeats him. And the WWE came out with a press release this week and said, yeah, the new villain is not the Iraqi Iron Sheik, it's not the Ayatollah Khomeini, it's white Southern gun owners. What did Al Sharpton say? What did Congressman Rangel say just 2-3 weeks ago? They both said, we've got to overcome the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Southerners. And they're branding it like only Southerners and who are white want the Second Amendment. What do the Homeland Security memos say? The number one terror threat is returning veterans, then it's constitutionalists, libertarians, Republicans, Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ. I'm not making this up. You know that's been in the news for years. We broke it when a federal marshal and then the state police separately out of Missouri in one case sent me the documents. People didn't believe that for 5 days. It was so bombshell. We now have official Department of Justice memo recommendations for total gun ban and banning them and making you hand in your guns. Forget just the semi-auto. Turn them all in. Go read the memo. Go read it right now. And it's not even a big media issue. This broke Friday after I was on the air. I didn't even hear about it till yesterday. And I went and read the memo, and it's worse than what the NRA is even saying. I'm going to play their video by their executive director, Chris Cox, where he breaks this down and says, look, this isn't about reducing gun violence. They want to ban our guns for control. Absolutely. Remember, it's all disingenuous. In fact, we had a poster up. We'll find it during the break. Paul Watson wrote about it Friday, of a 1918 communist takeover of Russia sign where it said, comrades, turn your guns in. And it shows a soldier having the citizens turn their guns in. And then Lenin killed about 10 million people the next 5 years, and then another 8 or 9 million the next 10 years. And then Stalin got in. Whoa, 35 million people conservatively. By then, it was a death penalty. It was just 5 years hard labor, 10 years hard labor, depending on if you got caught with a gun. Citizens. People in Siberia with wolves and polar bears couldn't have a gun. And they would come and put you in a forced labor camp. Well, when Stalin got in, he said, listen, you got a gun, I'm going to kill you. What did Mao do? He got a death penalty for citizens with guns. He said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun, so I got the guns and you don't. See, that's what 1776 is all about. So when we come back, I haven't even skimmed the edge of this iceberg. Federal government moves to disarm veterans. They're sending what appears to be hundreds of thousands of letters out saying, period, veterans can no longer own guns. I'm not joking. Even when you haven't had a mental adjudication, this is incredible, and they're preparing for gun confiscation.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday. We are live. It is 4:34 Central Time. I know we're aired all across the United States and even in other countries and re-aired on stations across the United States as well. Thank you for joining us. John Bowne put that little audio video piece together earlier in the week when we saw the surreal report that Paul Watson put together and broke that was national news, that one of the biggest contractors for Homeland Security was requested by Homeland Security to put out $2 million worth of paper targets of women holding children, women in their bathrobe, five-year-old children, not as what to not shoot. It said on there, on their site, as what to shoot. And it was so surreal. It was kind of like 5 years ago, we saw a Department of Homeland Security meeting record where they were proposing, one of their deputy directors, that yes, everyone wear taser bracelets to get on a plane. And the company that they were associated with, of course, it's all about making money, had a video showing what it would be like when we all wear a taser bracelet. So if we were bad, they'd hit a button and electroshock and basically taser everyone. And people thought that was a joke. And then the news called other news outlets and found out it was real. Yes, yes, 2 billion rounds have been bought the last 14 months. Yes, they're hollow point. Yes, they're training on you. Yes, you're the target. Yes, the Homeland Security says the new threat is domestic extremist, i.e. right-wingers. We have a president coming trying to start a civil war in our country. In our face. Wow, was that a New York Times actually reported on it? Want some torture with your peanuts? Yeah, that was the Washington Times actually covered it at the time. Yeah, after we did, July 1st, 2008. Yeah, the electroshock. The senior government official with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has expressed great interest in a so-called safety bracelet that would serve as a stun gun similar to that used by police, according to this promotional video found on Lampard Less Lethal Inc. website, and then it goes through the Homeland Security meetings. That's great. Let me get to the other news. If I back up everything I say, I'll never get to it all. Folks, if you hear me say something, just search engine it. I'm not making it up, okay? I know it sounds insane. There is a company. Monday, we broke it. Tuesday, they came out and said, yes, it's real, but Homeland Security requested these of children to be shot. Says to be shot. These are targets. Not to shoot. People were calling on Tuesday and Wednesday going, you mean these are targets of what not to shoot? No, it says these are targets to be shot. They're all holding guns in their hands. And then they say, well, maybe somebody will be out there, you know, with a gun, so we have to train with them. Okay, well then, you could say hypothetically Obama will become a criminal. And so we need Obama targets. No, we don't. And I'm not saying we do. The point is that it's a way to define the enemy. So 2 billion rounds of ammo, hollow point for the citizens, training for door-to-door gun confiscation, the new army manuals for gun confiscation. You've got all of this. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children, offensive cutouts depicting pregnant women gun owners in residential settings removed from website, but doesn't mean they're not going to sell them to Homeland Security. You just can't buy them. We actually did put an order in, but we'll see if they come. Company behind shooting targets of children received $2 million from DHS. Contracts were for training aids. DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. There you go. Okay. Now, all of that said, let me give you the other news that I've been mentioning. Do you understand the magnitude of what you're hearing here today? How big this is? DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all firearms. And this is the DOJ think tank that is running the commission that recommends what the president should do. And you've heard Feinstein say, if she could get the votes, she would ban all your semi-autos. We're going to play that again in a moment. But this is what's going on. And then I start getting frantic calls this week. And then we find a whole bunch of law firms and sites posting the letter saying, yes, our veteran clients are getting these. And then I opened the phones up Friday, and they were filled with vets who haven't even been adjudicated as mentally ill, who some of them have physical stuff like an amputated leg. And CPS is showing up at their house trying to take their kids. Now, they're being given letters, and we have copies of the letters up at Infowars.com, saying a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. They're even saying your wife isn't allowed to own a gun now. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you'll be fined, imprisoned, or both, pursuant to the Brady Handgun Prevention Act. Publication number 103-159 is implemented at 18 United States Code 924A2. Now, of course, this has been on the books for decades, but not in this implementation where they just mail you a letter and say, turn your guns in. The ATF is now telling gun shops what to do outside of law. Just like Obama says, I'll shut down power plants without a law. I'll put our troops under NATO without a law. Remember what he said in the State of the Union a few weeks ago? He said, I'll do whatever I want on cybersecurity and on power plants, on carbon taxes. They got a name for that. I don't need a stinking Congress. I don't need no stinking courts. The courts have been ruling against Obama. Doesn't care, just ignores them. Bureaucracy ignores them. They do whatever they want now. That's called tyranny. And I don't think Obama is trying to become a dictator. The presidency, the office is becoming a dictatorial power grid, a switch to be controlled by special interest, who are a bunch of foreign megabanks that want to sign us onto their debts. So they're buying billions of rounds of ammo. They're training to confiscate our guns. It's in the Army manuals. The top memos that we're going to read and cover here after the break say just ban the guns, period. Have them turned in like other countries. Unbelievable. They're telling veterans get ready to turn their guns in. All of this is going on. Here's the headlines. Congress to begin gun control debate this week. Boom, senators near a deal on background checks for all gun purchases. That means when you transfer them to family. That means when you buy one from a neighbor, which is a registration for confiscation, which is what the memo says. That's what's amazing. The think tank for the Justice Department says, we got to get these registered and then phase two, order them all turned in, and we got to put it on the tax form, on the IRS tax form. And guess what? The bill's introduced in Congress. You want to search something, bill introduced in Congress for tax exemption for gun buyback. Gun buyback put in IRS bill. We'll pull it up from 3 weeks ago. So that's, see, when you have knowledge, not only is it in this memo from the Justice Department, which the president says he wants to follow, so he can act like, oh, we just got the idea to ban your guns. They say, we'll have to have a buyback, though, at market value. Of course, that'll be whatever they determine. And then you go turn your magazines and rifles in. But then this goes on to just say, ban them all. And see, here's AP. AP spins it. Officer.com carries the AP article. NRA uses DOJ memo to accuse Obama on guns because the memo admits there's only 30-something actual mass shootings and assault weapons really aren't used or hardly any crimes. So we just ought to ban everything. So the media spins one part of the memo where they admit it's about gun confiscation, but they spin it like, oh, well, the NRA is pointing out that, you know, assault weapons aren't used in a lot of crime. The big elephant in the room is the gun confiscation. So we're now turning into Death Race 2000 or something where only the government has the guns and human life has no value. And there's bonus points for killing women and kids and old people. We'll be back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The second hour is only about 13 minutes away, and after the news, we'll be back and take your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us specifically on the moves to disarm veterans outside of judicial law, just fraudulently through intimidation and lies and misinterpretation of the Brady Act. I want to get your take on that. I want to get your take on the Justice Department memo that's advising the president to just ban all guns outright, just go right to confiscation. The company hired by Homeland Security, one of the biggest paper target makers in the U.S., $2 million in 2012, and millions this year, it looks like, for paper targets of little kids and people to shoot. You cannot make up the bizarreness of all this. Here's the toll-free number. I want to hear from you on the subject of the Second Amendment, because if it goes, everything goes, and it ties right into the deception of these people saying, we don't want your guns, as they move forward to do it. It's amazing. That right there shows the criminality and discredits them and their whole agenda. This should blow up in their face politically. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's a different number than the weekday show, because we run the whole show ourselves here. Okay, in this short segment, let me get to all these clips backing up what I was just saying, okay? And all the articles, all the info is at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Right now, they're all up there on the site. And it's shocking for me it's moving this quick, but you've got to understand they've already scripted and cast libertarians and American patriots and conservatives as the enemy. And in sitcoms and dramas and the WWE, everywhere, on Hawaii Five-0, the new season, it's always the evil right-wingers are shooting cops. They are preparing for Homeland Security to go after us, and there's no way they'll get away with it if we stand up to them and point out what despicable criminals they are. The Obama administration and staging Fast and Furious, that's criminal. And all the other crimes they've committed, the energy companies, the scams, the Chicago Mafia. The Chicago Mafia basically runs this country now. I mean, I cannot overstate how bad things are, but admitting that, sometimes when stuff gets so bad, it can flip back real quick. And it doesn't mean Republicans are good either, but my goodness. I mean, America, wake up and get out of your coma. Stuff is getting crazy. Crazy. And sure, I just knew about the stuff they were doing before you did, so I sounded crazy. Not because I'm crazy, they're crazy tyrants, so I'm reporting on it. If you were looking at a mirror of something really ugly, you'd think the mirror was ugly. I'm like the mirror. I'm only showing you what they're doing. I'm not the one doing this. I know it sounds crazy, but it's happening. History's crazy. Now let's go to this first clip. Here is Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA. They released this Friday night, talking about the fact that this memo admits that there's very few crimes committed with assault weapons, so why do they want to ban them? But in the memo is the rest of the story where it says, let's just confiscate, and that's their real plan once they register. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
President Obama gives a good speech, and when you listen to him talk about new gun laws, you may think he sounds reasonable. But what happens when you look at the details behind the president's policies? How would they actually work? Let's look at what Obama's own experts have to say. This internal Justice Department memo says, quote, an assault weapons ban is unlikely to have an impact on gun violence. Unlikely, that is, unless it comes with something else. Obama's experts say that a gun ban, like the one being debated right now in Congress, will not work without mandatory gun buybacks. Mandatory gun buyback. That's government confiscation of legal firearms owned by honest citizens. And what about Obama's call for universal background checks? His own experts wrote that the effectiveness of universal background checks depends on, quote, requiring gun registration. Requiring gun registration with the federal government. That's an illegal abuse of privacy and freedom unprecedented in our history. So, the Obama administration believes a gun ban will not work without mandatory gun confiscation. And universal background checks will not work without requiring national gun registration. Still think President Obama's proposals sound reasonable? Call Congress and tell them to reject President Obama's gun control agenda, and to get serious about protecting our kids, prosecuting criminals, and fixing our broken mental health system.
Yeah, the answer to all of this is put more people on psychotropics than in almost every case they're on. And the insert says makes you commit mass murder and suicide at higher levels. I mean, it's megalomania, violent, psychotic activity. I mean, it says it. It's not like that's our opinion. That's been admitted for 20 years since they approved it. I guess more than 20 years. Man, I'm getting old. 1981. 30 years. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another clip. This is a short one. Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes, the senator whose main bill Obama's trying to pass, saying if she can get the votes, she will physically ban them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your semi-autos. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Okay, now I'm going to get to the rest of the clips here in a moment. I had a sheriff of Milwaukee County on a few days ago. He said it'll cause a second American Revolution. That made national news. I'm going to get to Michael Moore saying, don't own guns, get a dog for protection, when he has bodyguards and guns himself. Now, I was down at the Piers Morgan thing in New York, but also in Houston, in Katy a few weeks ago. They're covering it when he was down there. And I saw Ted Nugent drive through, waved at him. He rolled down the window and said, I'll kick their butt for you, and drove in to the building where I'd been earlier, there at the Tactical Firearms. And a fella called in saying he was Ted Nugent, who's been on the show probably 10 times in the last 15 years or so. In fact, I've been trying to get him on lately. Somebody called in saying they're Ted Nugent. And I said, okay, ask him, because I don't have time. I couldn't talk to him just now and run out there and find out who they are and make sure it's Ted. I said, ask him what he drove into the Piers Morgan thing in Houston in. And he said, my pilot's cruddy gray SUV. So it's either Ted Nugent, or it's somebody that was there and knew. So I'm very excited to get Uncle Ted on with us. If it's Uncle Ted, I'll recognize his voice. Is that Uncle Ted?
Alex, greetings from the self-evident truth army that supports everything you do, man.
That was
definitely me in that cruddy SUV. And I'm just calling to let you know that those of us who dance on the skull of Piers Morgan ought to communicate more often, because you did God's work, man, and I'm calling in to say thank you.
Oh, no, I want to thank you. Hey, I know you're a busy guy, but when can I get you on the show?
We need to do it soon. I'm really, really busy these days. I just happened to have a wonderful dinner with my daughter in Houston. I got in my truck on my way back home to Waco, and I heard you coming on the air with the new telephone number, so I dialed it. I figured I'd just jump in and say hello.
Well, listen, can you do maybe 10 minutes with us while you're driving?
Yeah, I think as long as I got a signal, I'd be more than happy to, because what you're celebrating and what you're sharing with the radio listeners out there is indisputable, it's irrefutable, and I got to thank you, because it's so late in coming that those of us with the balls and the inside view of the criminality of this government right now, the unprecedented abuse of power and corruption and fraud and deceit by the Chicago gangster scammer Acorn in chief, it's so diabolical that I just wanted to say thank you from the trenches.
No, please don't thank me, sir. We want to get your take on this, and we're going to break. We're going to come back, start the next hour, maybe do 10, 15 minutes with you until your phone fades. Get Ted Nugent while you can here, because it's Wango Tango. It's a free-for-all. Got a rock and roll band. One of my favorite rock stars and one of my favorite patriots, Ted Nugent, calling in. We're going to break here in about a minute, sir. But what do you make of the NRA getting this memo that the Department of Justice didn't want out, that they want to physically take the guns? Couldn't this be their Waterloo if we use it?
Well, you know, I would like to think so. If logic ruled the day and Americans were more engaged, but I think the apathy is still the number one curse in America, Alex. I don't think there's enough of us engaged. I would like to think that the most participatory, we the people, experimenters in self-government are indeed the Second Amendment community, but we still only represent maybe, 4%, 5%, 6% of the actual gun lovers and the gun owners and the freedom lovers of this country. So I would hope that this kind of danger sign, but if we haven't demanded accountability for Benghazi or Fast and Furious and all the other criminal acts by this regime, then I'm afraid I don't have hope that this will be a motivator itself.
No, you're right. That's what tyrants do. They get you used to putting up with their crap, and then pretty soon you're in Nazi Germany. Second hour coming up. I know you're staying tuned. It's Ted Nugent, straight ahead for the next 10, 15 minutes, then your calls.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, man, I have driven so many times from Houston up to the Waco area. The cell phone will be clear, and then it cuts out. His cell phone was breaking up. I was talking to him during the break, and he hadn't even known that I've been trying to get him on the show. That's how it is when you're so busy. I must have an old email or old phone number. So we're going to get Ted Nugent back on the show, and he said definitely he'll come in studio soon. Regardless, we'll continue taking your phone calls here, but we were able to get his number before it dropped off, so we'll see if we can get Ted Nugent back on with us. But how cool is that, getting Ted Nugent to call into the show? Let's go to Doug in North Dakota. Doug, you follow Ted Nugent. Go ahead.
What an honor. Yeah, you know, this has been a conundrum, listening to Ted Nugent and looking at the cross talk that I was unfortunately under the impression that Ted would never align himself and cross over and take that final contact. You know, this is a watershed moment, sir. And I say that with all due respect to you, because, you know, as a over-the-road truck driver, 55 years old, Ben thought I was awake, thought I knew what was going on. You know, it wasn't until February of 2007 before I even knew who Alex Jones was.
Well, enough about old Alex Jones. My point is, they're coming after our guns now, and we were able to get Ted Nugent back on. Did you guys get him? Okay, let's put this caller on hold. I'll come back to him. We're going to break in a moment, but we do have Ted. Let's go ahead and punch Mr. Nugent back up. I've driven around in the middle of Texas many times where he's at, out there by Waco, and it's either great cell phone or no cell phone. And Ted, as soon as you get good cell, I promise, if you just pull over for 10 minutes, I just want to get your take on all this news and the veterans getting letters saying that they may have their guns basically taken in mass, even if they're just physically disabled. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I got you, Alex. Yeah, that's a very important point, man. I hope you got a good signal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what you're doing is you're as important, as critical, as pivotal as the Second Amendment is for genuine freedom. The reason the First Amendment exists is because we, the people, and the media are supposed to always be asking questions and spotlighting cockroaches and hold the government accountable, because so much of the media today has absolutely abandoned their duty under the First Amendment to ask those kinds of questions on behalf of the citizenry. What you're doing and what a lot of us are doing out there in the media now is we're picking up the slack. So, yeah, this is a reality. They are coming after our guns. Dianne Feinstein has said on film, "I would disarm America if I could." The Attorney General violating his oath to the Constitution, running illegal guns to Mexican drug gangs, is on film, stating he needs to brainwash Americans about guns. This isn't an Alex Jones or a Ted Nugent thing. The documentation, the evidence is inescapable if you're paying attention.
And exactly, and you and I aren't in comas. That's why we're angry. Paul Revere was riding around saying, get your guns and start shooting people, and he wasn't called radical. I'm not calling for that. You're not calling for that. But, again, people can't criticize us for getting angry. That's what founded this country, is getting a damn pulse.
And, I mean, who doesn't, I was going to ask the rhetorical question, who doesn't know why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment there? But horror of horror, Alex, like I was talking in our first conversation a moment ago, the curse, the embarrassment of apathy, there's an enormous swath of Americans that have no idea what the Constitution says, what the Bill of Rights says. That's why people are able to get away with the scam that the Second Amendment has to be interpreted. You've got to be kidding me. Who needs the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? Interpreted. That's an indication of the sheeping, the de-souling, the sheeping of America. And it's absolutely embarrassing.
Incredible. Ted, I'm giving you the floor. We're going to break for 60 seconds. We're coming right back to you, and I want you to cover Fast and Furious, the veterans getting the letters, where you think this fight is going, should we move to impeach Obama, Ted Nugent for one segment on the road, deep in the heart of Texas, from the heart of the resistance, Ted Nugent.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, he's out there driving near College Station, deep in the heart of Texas, Ted Nugent. top of the food chain rocker of Stranglehold and so much more, but more importantly, a defender of the Constitutional Republic, one of the few people that really gets in there and says, look, this is about enslaving the American people. Ted, great to have you call in on the show. Been a guest many times over the last 15 years or so. But Ted Nugent, you've got the floor for this segment. We've got Fast and Furious, nobody getting in trouble. I want you to speak to that. You've got the new DOJ memo that's going out to, it looks like, to hundreds of thousands. Most veterans I know are getting it, saying either you must turn your guns in or we're coming for a psychological evaluation. People that are disabled with legs and stuff blown off are having visits saying that means they're incompetent. Incredible. You've got the new Department of Justice memo saying, hey, we ought to just confiscate the guns, period. The NRA is now responding to that I know you're a board member last time I checked. So much paper-sized targets of citizens, men, women, and children for Homeland Security, the 2 billion bullets. I want you to cover it all. Ted Nugent, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, you're bringing up some crazy issues. The circumstances that allow this insanity to fester is more important than the various indicators, like you said. Yes, it is true. The Department of Justice is now trying to identify the most heroic Americans of all, the heroes that have volunteered and served this great nation, the U.S. military, some of the finest human beings, most upstanding, and certainly the most courageous warriors amongst us. They're being targeted to lose their Second Amendment rights, which they've sacrificed dearly for. And yes, the fact that the Attorney General is on record, literally on film, declaring how he wants this administration, and this is Eric Holder's own words, brainwash Americans about guns. And you've got the fact that the evidence is irrefutable that the Attorney General, the number one cop, the number one law enforcement official in the United States of America, created this Fast and Furious scam, this gun-running scheme, defying his vow, his oath to the U.S. Constitution, to enforce the U.S. Constitution, including the Second Amendment. And the memos are they're numerous, where Eric Holder and Barack Obama and even Tim Geithner and Rahm Emanuel and even Hillary Clinton, they're all in on this, where they were using the Fast and Furious scam, again, illegally running guns to the Mexican drug gangs to somehow promote with a big government organized PR campaign to let Americans know that American guns are being used in Mexican crimes, killing people. Well, they are, but they were provided by the American government.
A false flag.
Gun owners. It's just diabolical. But again, I cannot overemphasize the most egregious criminal act of all. This is a sacred experiment in self-government. I've saluted too many flag-draped coffins and taken too many heroes of the military that have sacrificed their legs and their arms and their eyeballs and their skin fighting, not just for freedom, not just for the American way and the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, but, Alex, they all reference the Second Amendment because the Second Amendment is the teeth in freedom. It is a God-given individual right to each American citizen, actually every human being.
And they've taken it everywhere else.
They've taken it everywhere else. So, Alex, you're doing God's work, but the number one battle cry of freedom lovers and Americans who cherish this unique quality of life called the American dream, you've got to be engaged. You've got to be a member of the NRA. Number one, you got to be a member of the National Rifle Association, and you got to make sure that your buddies are members of the NRA, and your coworkers, and the guys at school with you, the guys that go to church and to the bar.
I've got to say this since you raised it. I like where the NRA is going since you've been there. It's getting hardcore, and we need to be on the offense, so I salute the direction the NRA is going.
You know, there was a soft period that pissed off all patriots for a long time. But the NRA is the only real fist in the fight. And I got to tell you, you're right, Alex. The NRA has taken a much stronger, a much firmer, and absolute stance for the Second Amendment. And if I can, right in the Alex Jones radio show, God bless everybody who keeps voting for me on the board of directors. I've received some of the highest votes in the history of the National Rifle Association because people know that I am an
asshole. No, no, no. We need to clone you and then have it all Ted Nugent.
A lot of my fellow board members now and a lot of the people involved with the NRA are getting more engaged, but it's not just about writing letters to the NRA. It's about communicating on a weekly basis.
Absolutely.
A weekly basis, not once a year, not once a month. Every week, check up with your senator and your congressman. Call your mayor.
Get aggressive. Call talk radio like you're doing. I mean, get that passion. Let me throw this at you. What about impeachment? This memo, fast and furious, saying our military's under NATO, saying he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval in the last State of the Union. I mean, it's time for Congress to impeach Barack Obama's butt.
Alex, there's no question that this guy's violations qualify for impeachment. There's no question. But when you've got, let's take the most recent outrage. When you've got the Secretary of State of the United States of America, who was brought in for questioning regarding the murder, the slaughter, the predictable slaughter of four American citizens in Benghazi, Alex, what kind of subhuman numbnut would not know you need security in Benghazi?
They ordered the stand down. They ordered the stand down for 8 hours. The question is, why'd they want that guy dead?
And why does Hillary Clinton know that she's got the backing of the president and the government overall when she has the audacity to scold those elected officials who ask proper questions? The hearings are over. Nothing. No accountability for Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi. No accountability for Eric Holder.
So what you're saying is they're getting a green light to do whatever they want.
They've got a green light to do whatever they want. And Alex, you know, we were talking off the air, and we will get together. I could tell you some stories about how the feds have come after me and how they've tried to get me on numerous felonies for the most nonsensical, ridiculous scams against me, trying to shut me up, trying to take away my gun rights, trying to take away my voting rights because they're scared to death.
Because you're a leader. You're a leader, and they're scared of you. I want to back you up. Ted Nugent's our guest. It's a 15-second clip. Here is the Attorney General saying he meets with the media to brainwash the public against guns. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different
way. All right, Ted Nugent, I know you've got to get back on the road and you know, get there to see your family, but in closing, Piers Morgan, what is the arrogance of the establishment to send a foreign redcoat here, who we fought a war with over guns, who's running from a hacking scandal and criminal stuff, to come here and lecture us all day?
Well, Alex, I'm going to give you the only perspective that matters, if I may. You and I, and all freedom lovers, and all gun rights advocates in America, should get on bended knee right now, look to the heavens, make the sign of the cross, and say, thank you, God, for making our opponent, Piers Morgan. You and I could go to the greatest creative minds in the world, and we couldn't come up with a more effective idiot than Piers Morgan to try to make a point of why we should be disarmed. You got to admit, he's exactly what we need in that position.
Absolutely. Well, listen, not just the NRA website. Plug your websites, Ted Nugent.
On my TedNugent.com website, we have all the updates. We have all the stuff that you're talking about. Well, I have a crew out there, and I have a team that's deeply entrenched in the military, in federal law enforcement agencies, and in the House of Congress and the Senate, and they feed me stuff by the hour. I have a talk back at TedNugent.com where the greatest working hard, playing hard.
And you got ammo now. Now you've got ammo. Listen.
Ted Nugent ammo. How cool is that?
Oh, it's incredible. TedNugent.com. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be back with your calls, folks. Ted Nugent.
When you grab a mask with your friends. KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, I had a great talk with Ted Nugent during the break. He's going to come on very, very soon. Maybe even in studio, who knows. And he said, hey, buddy, before I get back on the road here and get back to my ranch, he said, turn up the heat on him when you come back in. I think we already did today. It's always exciting when some big guest, especially like Ted Nugent, calls into the show just randomly. It just adds like 10 times the electricity to everything. We've got some big guests, some surprise guests coming up this next week. That's all I can say, and I will leave it at that. I mean, one of them is Michael Savage, but there's a lot more coming up this week. Now, I went to a caller during that short segment, then we got Ted back on with a cell drop, so I put, I think, Doug back on hold. Callers, I don't screen your calls. Just have your question, your comment ready. We're talking Second Amendment. I would like to hear you just say dittos if you like the show. I agree with Limbaugh doing that. No need to thank me. I thank you. I mean, don't thank me for taking your call. I want to hear from you. What do you think about veterans all over, people I know, getting letters saying, we're going to make you turn your guns in. You have now been found to be incompetent. No judge, no jury, no PTSD, no nothing. They're testing to see what they can do. And this is even a news item. They just put it out there to see what they can get away with. This new Department of Justice memo saying, why don't we just take the guns? And admitting in the memo, I'll cover this after I take some calls, that how many do they say it? 34 people, they say in the memo, 34 people die. It's just incredible. So they say, what is the point of just going after assault weapons? We should go after them all. It's 35. Sorry, I said 34. It says, for those four or more victims in this particular place and time, amount of average for 35 fatalities a year. Policies that address the larger firearm homicide issue will have a far greater impact. And then they go on to say, physically confiscate. Go read the memo. This should be one of the biggest stories in the country up at Infowars.com. And it's at Officer.com. AP's reporting on it. But Reason Magazine, the Libertarians are reporting on it. And then you've got billions of rounds of ammo. We've already talked about all that. Let's go to your phone calls. I want to hear what you have to say about this. And then we've got the clip coming up in the next segment of the Sheriff Clark, that I had on from Milwaukee County, saying, look, there's going to be a second American Revolution that will dwarf the first if they try this. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it doesn't matter if only 10% of the country's hardcore awake. Okay, if 10%, if 1% of 10% says no, you're talking about tens of millions of people. There's no way the globalists can take our guns. Just like Admiral Yamamoto said when the general staff before Pearl Harbor said, and next we may have you invade California. And he said, if we invade the United States, there'll be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And look at the communist Chinese, how 2 months ago and then again a month ago in their People's Daily. That's what Michael Savage is on about, by the way, on Tuesday. His book's about that. Wrote it before this even came out, but it's just now got published. They said, look, we own your debt. We're here for you to wage a war. That's a quote, war on your gun owners. People's Daily. Obama, get the guns. We're basically ordering you to do it. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, what we're putting up with. But that's how tyranny is. Once you give in, the green light's on. Once you'll put up with one usurpation, then another, why not 10,000? Why not 100,000? Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you'll live under is exactly what you put up with. Let's go ahead and go back to Doug, was it? I put on hold for Ted Nugent. Doug, go ahead and make your point. What do you think about all this?
Well,
Alex Jones dittos, okay, for right off the bat. And the fact that you had that, the gentleman that you just spoke to on, and you are going to speak, my God, this is just watershed. I think the people that have been...
Yeah, the American people are waking up and getting hardcore, and that's why the feds are harassing Ted Nugent. They're afraid of men that stand up and go, quit lying to me, you want my guns, because you're dirtbag criminals. Okay? Yeah. That, stop acting like it's for the kids, you opportunistic bastards! They're afraid of people. They go, oh, that's discrediting, don't do that. No, they say that because it kicks their butt. That's why we need more men to speak up and say no. Your final point, Doug.
Alex. Okay, final point is that this is watershed. Okay, so you've got you've got Mr. Savage, and you've... Oh, my God.
I got to go, Doug. I got to go. Yeah, I understand. People are getting hardcore. You either get hardcore or become slaves. You either get hardcore or it's over. Bill in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fired up, man. It's a great show. Go ahead.
I hear that. Dittos, by the way. Let me make a point of some things that I think are going to happen soon. And first, let me say I have a Facebook page called Freedom is Bulletproof. You can check out more there if you'd like.
It's a great name. I'm going to steal that.
And you can share any of those articles if you find anything useful, too, by the way. But... you know, the occult is really big into numerology. Of course, you probably already know that, and you covered that at some point. Some points that I'd like to make that I don't know if you've actually figured out or researched is, you know, in the skull and bones picture with Bush, if you look at the clock in the back, it's pointed to 1 o'clock. I think something really bad is going to happen in 2013 because, of course, you've heard of the 11th hour, which would be 11 and then 12.
No, sure. The occultists are obsessed with 13, but 13, I think, is lucky. 13 colonies, 13 original states. I mean, you know what? I make my own luck because I love God above. But listen, I hear you. What is your take on them coming out against the guns while denying it at the same time? What is your take on that?
Well, I think it's BS, but can I make one more point, too? I don't know if you know about the Georgia Guidestones. Of course, you probably do. But
yeah, I'm calling for a world reduction in population. That's what these Marxist globalist control freaks really want. They want to reduce human population. Hitler was just one of their spinoffs.
That they made that was March 22nd, 1980, exactly 33 years later. March 23rd, 2013 is when Obamacare goes into enactment.
Which is death panels and total control. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to continue with phone calls. The number to join us, if you can get in, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But here's the deal. I don't screen your calls, and the callers are great. But I want to hear your take. Sometimes we have a free-for-all, just any subject you want. In fact, most of the time, and I guess that's why, then when I want to cover one thing, nobody does it. Let me explain to everybody on hold. I want to talk about the attack on the Second Amendment because I want to tell all the anti-gun people something who are low-level idiots and don't understand the facts. If they can take the Second Amendment, they can take it all. Your First Amendment, your 10th, your 4th, your 5th, your pension funds. The government is going to raid everything. They've done it in Europe. They've done it all over the world. We'll be back after the news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the full 30-minute interview made national news when the globalist collaborator media demonized him. We're going to play this clip and then go back to your calls. But Sheriff David Clark, who defeated Piers Morgan in debates and others, he put an ad out saying, look, citizens of Milwaukee County, because the economy imploding, you know, there is some crime rate increases, and you need to protect yourselves. You need to go out and get firearms training and help me protect this county. Now, that's what a normal sheriff would do. But that's so alien to the globalists, to the control freaks, to the kleptocrats, to the Marxists. They are scared to death of troops after they are out of the military the fact that they know how to fight and defend themselves. They want to use them for their operations and use them for globalism and use them to turn Libya and Syria over to Al-Qaeda like Obama's doing. But afterwards, they hate your guts. And it's the same thing. The system hates police because you actually are from the old guard of, you know, men being men. They don't like macho, male, warrior societies. The kleptocrats are a bunch of slimy, greasy control freaks. And so, was it CNN, MSNBC, newspapers all demonized this last week? We covered it on Friday. But here's a clip of what the sheriff had to say on the radio show, and then back to your calls. This is powerful. From a lot of analysts I talk to, think that the Obama Marxist types want to start a civil war in this country. They've got to know what's going to happen if they try to confiscate guns.
Well, first of all, to me, that would be an act of tyranny. So the people of Milwaukee County do not have to worry about me enforcing some sort of order that goes out and collects everybody's handgun and or rifles or any kind of firearm and makes them turn them in. And the reason is I don't want to get shot, because I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American revolution like you, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale by comparison. So the people in Milwaukee County don't have to worry about me engaging in that sort of tyranny.
You're absolutely right.
That's enough.
And he goes on to say the full interviews at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv as we fight this prison planet the globalists are trying to build. He says it's up to the American people to decide to push back, not me. But that people need to start saying no. And that's what Ted Nugent, who's listening right now, driving through Texas, is saying. And when I say Texas is the heart of the resistance, I've been saying that for 17 years on air. We've had liners saying that on the show for 15 years. Some of those liners you hear are from like 1997. And people are like, heart of the resistance, what is all this? Look, I know these are tyrants we're dealing with. Now, 15 years ago, it sounded crazy to say heart of the resistance. Now, where's everybody moving? Rick Perry saying gun manufacturers come to Texas. I actually agree with that. That's something good Rick Perry's doing. Remington, you name it, come here. Leave Connecticut. Leave New York. Come to us. We won't say you're child killers. It's the killer that did that, the Prozac head. And so, absolutely. And we've got to, who was it said the other day? I think it was Immortal Technique we had on, said, you don't need to die for the revolution. You need to live for it. You need to vote with your dollars, vote with your time, vote with your mouth, and get aggressive and say, shut up. How dare you say some spoiled, rotten kid who got guns illegally reportedly killed some people, and then he was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, and so you're going to blame me? Those are fighting words to say I am guilty as a gun owner? What this country was founded on? I am guilty with no criminal record? You're telling me I killed those kids? Don't try your guilt trip with me, you slack-jawed piece of trash. That's outrageous. It's outrageous to disarm the veterans. It's outrageous to be saying they want to confiscate the guns. These people need to be locked up, not us. Doc in Delaware, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, got a couple things quick, Alex, so I'll be real quick.
Go ahead.
Number one, it's nowhere but in our local newspaper here, the Delaware State News out of Dover. Our Wilmington News Journal is owned by the Gannett chain, which is Al Newhart. He's a very anti-gunner. Our governor, Jack Markell, who's being touted as presidential material, and his attorney general, Bo Biden, Joe's son, want not a 7-round limit, Alex. They want a 5-round limit on all weapons in Delaware to be sold in
Delaware.
Okay,
well, that's national news because it ties into Biden, as you just said. Give me the headline. We'll post it at InfoWars.com, and then it'll probably go viral. That's why you guys are so important. What's the headline on that article?
It's in the Delaware State News. It's recent, and it says that Markell does not want a 10-round ban. He wants a 5-round ban, even more so than the 7-round ban that Cuomo got in New York.
Yeah, and again, 7 rounds or more. Above 7 rounds, you get a felony, and they're setting up checkpoints and searching houses. Delaware State wants a 5-round ban. Let me try to find that.
And the reason I'm giving you the name, Doc, here's the reason. I may be involved very, very shortly under my real name here in Delaware with a lawyer inside Delaware, because I am bipolar, challenging the executive order that since I'm seeing a psychiatrist, I can never buy any kind of weapon in Delaware.
Well, that's insane. I mean, they send people to that for marriage counseling, you name it. I mean, or you might have a neurological problem. You want to know if it's physical or if it's mental. I mean, that'll listen, psychiatry has become a tyranny. In Russia and in Nazi Germany, it was a tyranny. It's becoming a tyranny. They're going to extinct themselves, becoming agents of the state. They're going to extinct their business with this type of behavior. So listen, to email me at showtips@infowars.com, that article, because I'm having trouble finding it. I mean, I believe you because I know they've been talking about 16 states have introduced bills to ban everything above 10 rounds and make you turn them in. What is the headline on the article? Because I put it in and didn't find it.
I don't have it, but I've got a book that I need you to get out there to all your listeners. They can get it at Amazon.com. The name of the book is called I Heard You Paint Houses. The author is Charles Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T. It is about the leader of the local Teamsters local here. When Joe Biden got elected senator first time around, he got it with Teamsters' help directly, illegally, and at that time, and to the end of his life, Frank Sharon, the Irishman, was an associate of La Cosa Nostra in Delaware.
No, well, I don't know those names, but Joe Biden, a good fella, come on. Chicago? As well, the Obama people, all the weathermen who are convicted bombers, those are nice people. I mean, convicted bombers are good people. I mean, they said they want to put us in re-education camps. I mean, how dare you talk bad about Joe Biden? He's a wonderful man. Let's talk to Lee in Minnesota. You're on the air, Lee. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Got about a minute and a half.
I have a personal story about the manufacturers of those disgusting police training targets. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget any of the details, and I'd like to quickly read that if I could.
Sure.
Several weeks ago, I was standing in a really long line at our local post office where there's registers for only three postal clerks to help customers.
Sure.
Two clerks were waiting on people, and then one put up a sign at her counter saying that she was closed. We all kind of looked funny at her, and several people grumbled, so she informed all of us that she had to wait on a businessman who brought in two full pallets of packages before she could take any more people in line. I could tell she was uncomfortable having to give this guy a free pass to head of the line while the rest of us peons had to wait. I was peeved like everyone else. So,
what happened?
I looked at his packages to try and see why he was getting special attention, because business people usually have to wait in line like the rest of us.
Sure.
And he starts bringing out big packages and bundles and putting them on the counter, and I noticed the markings on them that said law enforcement something. I couldn't make out the last words. I figured law enforcement, that's weird, because he was dressed all in camo from head to toe, and it just seemed like people who are dressed that way usually are enemies of the law enforcement.
Well, I mean, you've got to know, well, the government's been taken over by foreign banks now. It's a takeover, but do you ever find out what they were? But it just shows government goes to the head of the line now. They're God. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy actually is one of the people who makes those law enforcement targets and was getting special attention at the post office and made the rest of us stand there and wait.
Amazing.
For
so you found that out, the targets of women and children that Homeland Security requested for shooting.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I can't go to like 20 people on hold, but I want to get to everybody. Lee, Sam, William, Don, Tony, Ganondov, or Gandalf, excuse me, Kay, and Jimmy. I'll at least get to you, but each person will get about a minute. All the articles, the DOJ memos, the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, saying they're going after the veterans, they're going to confiscate the general public's guns. They will do this if you don't say no. They're testing you. And even if you say no and push them back this time, they see it as conditioning to normalize you for it. You've got to decide you're not backing off. And the good news is this is blowing up in their face at many levels. The bad news is they don't care. They have that arrogance that so many corrupt groups have had before where they just keep going forward. So that's just the way it is. But we'll cover it all at InfoWars.com and on the radio show and back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, a lot of them carry the Sunday show and not the weekday show, tell them to carry it. Or listen to the free podcast or the free iPhone apps or the free Android apps at InfoWars.com. And the listen page has them all right there for you. Sam in Wisconsin, then William. Sam, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. New listener to the show. I like the show a lot. Thanks for the bumper stickers. I got those. And I don't know. It's pretty crazy, things that are going on. The government, you know.
Why do you think the government wants to start a civil war?
Why?
Yeah.
Just because they're crooks. NWO, they want to control.
Yeah, they know it's going to be cops and military dying. Why do they care? They'll make money off the war. They'll make money off the economy falling apart. They'll sit offshore in Europe while we kill each other. So what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, after this is all said and done, we need to make sure the real criminals go to jail. Go ahead. What's your comment?
My question is to you. I want to get some banners made up, Infowars.com banners, maybe some yard signs, vehicle wraps, anything like that we can do, maybe.
Brother, anything. You can put any Infowars. You don't have to ask permission. Go for it. That's why I just mailed out 150,000 bumper stickers for free for anybody that asked for them, shipping included. That's what the guy's talking about. Thank you, Sam. William in Tennessee, you're on the air. I'm all in, folks. I'm going 110%. William, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, bless you. Go ahead.
Alex, recently I just attended a Second Amendment meeting in my hometown. I'm a former Marine. I've been preaching this to everybody I've known for years, I work with, to be ready, be prepared. I get to my Second Amendment meeting, and I find out there's nobody from my local law enforcement there attending in my county. This really worries me, Alex.
Oh, it's bad,
what
yeah.
I do to get this out in the open out where I'm at.
You send them video clips of all the other sheriffs on TV saying they're going to stand with America, and you tell them they need to say which side they're on. And if they won't say which side they're on, you know you're in trouble. Yeah. Let me tell you, you know why so many sheriffs and police are waking up? Because they're in the DOJ training where they're talking about the gun confiscation. That's on record. And that'll wake police up who aren't total traitors real quick. Wait, you are going to do all this? You are demonizing the Founding Fathers? Well, I'm not with you. And so that's how it always is in history, and it's biblical. The evil, when it gets down to the line, it becomes real clear. And people are given their choice. Who are they going to serve? You going to sign on to these foreign bankers who could care less about you? Or are you going to sign on to liberty and honor? Let me tell you, it's exciting to have a chance to face this evil. It's exciting to be in danger. It's exciting to be real. It's exciting to not be a sellout. It's exciting to be doing the right thing. I mean, I feel blessed to be on the front lines of this thing. I'm not scared. I'm scared of these people winning, William.
Well, Alex, I wear my colors all the time. There's a lady saying that most people who wear camouflage are like the enemy. I wear my camouflage and my Marine Corps colors all the time.
She just didn't understand. Sure. She just meant that she would think of someone else wearing, you know, the, you know, camouflage of another government. My point is they're trying to now make the military wage war against us. But all that's doing is waking the military up. And I think the ruling establishment's gone crazy. But that doesn't mean that they won't try something. Hitler, nobody ever beat the Russians, and Napoleon hadn't. He still turned east and went and fought 10 times his number of military. And these people are, look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Obama. They're all insulated with everybody wiping their hind end and all this stuff. I mean, they really think they're going to take us, William. They're crazy.
Well, Alex, like I said, I'm a long-time listener. Listened to you about the Bohemian Grove, all this in the past. I've listened to you now, Alex, for about 10, 15 years. And got a lot of your videos. Have you got anything that you can send me, Alex, to help wake up my community?
You know what? If people aren't awake right now, they may never wake up. But there are people who are awake in your area. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It's just that, see, being someone whose face is now known, anywhere I go, anywhere in the country, people walk up. Sometimes the whole restaurant, as happened in Wimberley yesterday, everyone in the restaurant, everyone in the hour while I was in Wimberley, Texas, came over to the point of I couldn't even eat. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying that shows there's a wake-up happening. So, but people who aren't known feel like they're all alone. Do you see what I'm saying? Because no one recognizes you. That's why you should wear an Infowars.com a hat or a t-shirt. You'll find the patriots in your area and then work with them to wake up others. Thank you, William. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Don, go ahead. Okay, Don, are you there, buddy? Okay, Don's gone. Tony in Illinois. I'm going to go to Tony now. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tony.
Alex, it's good to talk to you. I'll keep it quick. Here in Chicago, land of the free, home of the crooks. We're talking about how they're coming after our guns. Well, there's a congresswoman here who she aligns herself with Obama, and in her whole MO is getting rid of the guns. And if you hear her commercial, they say in there, it's deadly assault weapons. That's what they want to get rid of.
But she's not getting rid of the guns for the government. No. They're all for checkpoints and control. She wants our guns.
No, and it's the verbiage they'll use. You know, they'll put that deadly in there. And and the weak-minded are the ones that, oh, my God, you know, she's right. I'm going to vote for her. And this is how it keeps going, is these, I'm going to call them liberal-minded people, that they don't want to listen to reason. And they want to, you know, just believe what they're told by the mainstream media. So that's the bad part about that. But
well, listen, here's the deal. They've been told by the people that give them campaign money that are foreign banks that have taken the country over, you do this. That's why they're doing it. And they're not going to stop. And they're not going to listen to reason because they're bought and paid for. God bless you, sir. Before I go to Gandalf, Kay, and Jimmy, last callers we have time for, look at this article at Infowars.com, now in the featured archive. Communist propaganda poster, comrades, turn in your weapons, from 1918, shows the public turning in their knives and guns, and then the government killed them in mass. Okay? That's what gun control's about. Get that article, get it out to everybody you know. Gandalf from Middle Earth joining us from a space-time continuum. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Dittos. I have 10 years on you. You woke me up 2 years ago, but I just want to say you're ahead of your time. I know you don't like that, so I'm going to go to my question. These people have the bureaucracy to go against you, okay? So my question is, they have your bank account. They have the TSA, the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, the DMV to get you on the road. And
Other tyranny in history. Once they
How do you resist that? How do you resist that? Because they can just, they don't have to come and SWAT team you. That's easy to resist. If they get you from the bureaucracy and they take you away to an NDAA prison in a FEMA camp, what do you do?
Well, number one, they always need to tell us they love us, they care about us, they're good, because they need the moral authority. You call the bluff. You start a YouTube channel. You start a local radio show. You get active. At least an hour a day, you speak to people. And look, the government already has a 9% approval rating. Most police and military I know are already waking up. This is a gamble the tyrant's trying to take over like this. It could backfire on them. If we resist them politically, it will. But as Churchill said, you know, there may come a time when we just got to fight because there's no other choice. They're coming to put us in a camp. And then... it's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. What if every time the secret police went out to grab people, folks resisted them? I mean, there comes a time where you just don't bend over. And you're like, you know what, bully? I don't know how this is going to end, but you want to beat me up? You know, when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, I got beat up by bullies almost every week. And my dad was the type of guy who just said, well, learn how to, you know, fight them. I guess he was old school. And you know what? It was really fun when I learned how to beat up the bullies. And it just learned, you know what, I'm going to absolutely attack you back full power. And even if sometimes they were 5 years older than me and a lot tougher than I was, they didn't mess with me next time, even if they kicked my butt, because I ended up hurting them. And if they got on top of me in a dog pile, I'd just start biting them. And I was like 12 years old, big bloody chunks out of them. They backed off real quick. Okay? And then years later, I went a little overboard. I'd find those bullies and stomp their brains out. Okay? I'm not kidding around here. Let's go ahead and jam in. We're out of time. I'm sorry to Kay and Jimmy. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Find your humanity. Find your manhood. Learn to spit at the enemy. Learn to hate them. Learn to see the occupation for what it is, of foreign banks. And all the other talk show hosts and people out there. Admit I was right. Admit we're in trouble. Half measures won't counter this. Call the tyranny out for what it is. Decide which side you're on. Spread the word about beacons like InfoWars.com. Alex Jones signing off until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.